The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, so you want to do what? You're interested in selling these dogs?
I'm interested in selling two dogs I have. One is a Rottweiler, the other's a pit bull. I will sell them to the highest bidder. I can't keep the animals on my property since we live close to a pretty populated area, and they make a very good dog for business. But the animals, I was told by my brother-in-law to get rid of one of them. They're very good dogs. They're not like most dogs, or most dogs are not protective of themselves. These dogs are not going to just let anyone pet them, which I think is smart. And I know a couple of people in business which they've had their dogs poisoned by individuals trying to gain access to the business property. So my dogs are smart, and they're not going to let it happen. My brother-in-law told me to get rid of them.
Why did your brother-in-law tell you to get rid of these dogs? And if you're, are you outside or something?
It's a little bit windy right now. Yeah, I'm.
Where are you located, sir?
Yeah, I'm up in Mojave, Phil.
You're out in the desert, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm probably about, about 90 miles north of L.A. And
why did your brother-in-law tell you this?
Well, this is what I'm trying to say. He was horsing around with them, and he was throwing a stick and that kind of thing at some point. And an intelligent animal is going to know that you're mistreating them. And so one of the Molly, who's the female, bit him on the leg because he was mistreating her. And
what was he doing to her?
Well, do you know about dogs? Do you have dogs?
Right. I don't have any dogs, no. I've had dogs.
What kind of dogs have you had? If you don't mind me asking.
Well, I don't know. I've had mutts. I had a German Shepherd, a couple of retrievers, that kind of deal.
Well, those are good dogs. They're not as intelligent or as protective as a Rottweiler or a pit bull.
But what was your brother-in-law doing to the dogs?
Understand, at some point the animal knows you're mistreating them. I mean, he was throwing this stick, and that's a sign to any intelligent animal, any dog owner will tell you that you think they're stupid. So Molly, the female, got a hold of his leg until I called her off. So he's the one who said I need to get rid of them, and I wouldn't do it, but he's basically my landlord because I rent the house behind his.
Well, who's going to take the animal with a history of biting? See, I've got one rule, personally. The minute an animal of mine bites somebody that they shouldn't, I get rid of them.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. But all animals are different. If you mistreat an animal, my pit bull, Sugar is the name of the male. He's a very sweet animal, but you can't mistreat him.
But this is what I'm saying. What do you mean by mistreat?
Well, the pit bull went after some kids two weeks ago. They were mistreating him. He's a very friendly animal to anyone that's friendly to him. But these kids were coming by the south end of my property, which is where he sleeps, and we have the food bowls out there. And they were laughing at him and pointing at him and making fun of him. And that's when one of these kids, whose father's a lawyer, by the way, so I'm not clear as whether this was a set-up job or not. Sugar got a hold of one of these kids, and he had a hold of their leg, and then I come out and I call him off. And the dad of this kid, who's a lawyer, told me I had to get rid of it or he would file a complaint with the Kern County District Attorney. And all I want to know are what are my rights as an animal owner when it comes to that.
Well, everything you're telling me is that these two animals took off after a couple of people and I'm just trying to check my time here, and bit these people.
No, I know that.
And one, your brother-in-law, and the other, a neighbor kid, and the animals you describe have been known to cause serious injury. Rottweilers and pit bulls?
No. No, I know that, but that's not my dogs. People who own guard dogs, intelligent dogs, have been just put upon by law enforcement for a number of years. I mean, my neighbors think they can call a sheriff on me anytime they want, and as a dog owner, I want to know what my rights are. I mean, Molly, who's the female, bit my brother-in-law, and the pit bull, the kid was laughing at him and not giving the animal any respect like any dog would want, and the animal did what is natural to any animal that's being laughed at or is being called names.
And the kids were calling the dogs names.
Yes, sir. And they called him, they called him stupid, and they said he looked like a trash hound and all of this. And I just got a hold of one of the kids. He got a hold of one of the kids, and I told the kid's father, who's the lawyer, I said, that if I hadn't come out when I did, Sugar would have ripped that kid's throat out. And that is the God's honest truth. And I come out, I save him, and yet he wants to sue me. So I don't believe that dog owners have no rights, which is what I was telling the man who answered the phone.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I got the phone number out on my show if people want to comment on this, sir.
That's fine with me, but my main point is I want somebody to call the Kern County District Attorney for me. Because
I don't know. We can look into that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. In one instance, your dog, the Rottweiler, bit your brother-in-law, and another one bit a neighborhood kid, but these animals were being mistreated.
They were absolutely being mystery. My brother-in-law was throwing this stick. But
people will throw sticks to dogs.
People will throw sticks to dogs. But a very intelligent animal like a Rottweiler is offended by you throwing a stick on account of it's way smart. You don't throw... A Rottweiler is not an animal that's going to go fetch a stick. And when you throw a stick to a Rottweiler, the Rottweiler knows that you're... And I can't believe I'm having to explain this, because anybody that owns a dog or owns these kind of dogs knows what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't own a Rottweiler. I don't know, okay?
Well, the Rottweiler, Mr. Henry, first of all, is a German... And it's a German breed of dog. It's got a very stocky body. It's short fur. It has kind of tan facial markings on it. And is a very intelligent animal, very good guard dog. It's a very tough dog. But it's not like if you own... say a chihuahua or something.
No, I get it. It's not a fetch dog.
It's not that kind of dog. And you start throwing sticks at it, and it will, after a while, become, dogs will become, I guess, say, they will get a temper on them because they feel like you're being condescending to them, like, you think I'm just some stick-fetching dog. And I'm sure that what Molly did, who's the female that bit my brother-in-law, she probably wanted to send a message loud and clear to him that I am not going to go fetch your dog. And understand that these animals have pounds per square inch from their jaw muscles around 1,000 pounds per square inch. So,
and I understand they're powerful animals.
Yes, they are. And when Molly got off of my brother-in-law, he had a couple of puncture wounds. She, like I said, she could have taken his heart out of his chest. And I'm not kidding you. And the fact he just had a couple of puncture wounds, it shows that they're not bad animals. Now, the Kern County DA says I got to get rid of these dogs. And I think my constitutional rights as to dog ownership may be threatened on a number of different levels.
Have you called an attorney?
I called this guy who's a friend of mine, is his lawyer. I called him up, and he's going to call me back, but I haven't heard from him. And I guess I'm just saying, at what point do my rights come in and the rights of the dogs when it comes to them being laughed at or anything like that?
You keep bringing up this term laughed at or made fun of as if the animals were, the kids were laughing.
Yeah, well, see that... The animal knows that he's being mocked. He doesn't know that he's being laughed at, but he knows he's being mocked.
He doesn't recognize human laughter.
He doesn't recognize human laughter, no, but he recognizes that it's being insulting to them.
Okay, all right, and the throwing of the stick.
Yeah, again, you throw a stick at the wrong dog, and the dog is saying to himself, or it's not saying to himself, but the dog's saying, do you think I'm just some dog that catches sticks? Man, mister, you made a big mistake. And that's when the female went after Stan, is my brother-in-law.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bethany, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Austin Amarca.
Yes, I wanted to comment on this dog owner.
Yes, ma'am.
Personally, I do not believe that dogs know the difference between respect and disrespect. They are an animal. Obviously, they probably know when they're being mistreated, and they're going to lash back at the person who would mistreat them. But unfortunately, as a dog owner, this man is responsible for his dog's actions. So if people are being injured, his family or other people, unfortunately, that is his responsibility to keep that from happening.
Mr. Amarca?
Well, I don't disagree with the lady. See, that's what I was saying. A dog doesn't know that he's being laughed at, but he does know if he's being mistreated. And when you throw a stick and say, go fetch the stick to a Rottweiler, which is a German animal of great powerful build and a very discerning animal, you're basically telling him he's nothing more than a trash hound to go fetch a stick. And that's why he took off after my brother-in-law. And the other one, the male Sugar, who's my pit bull, these kids was coming down the street and laughing at him, calling him a trash hound. And there's only so much of that you're going to be able to take.
Well, I can understand that, sir, but if your animal rips the throat out of a children passing by laughing at him or throwing a stick...
Well, no, he didn't do that.
That is going to come back on you.
Absolutely, ma'am, but he didn't do that. He he simply clamped his jaws around that boy's leg.
Well, the kid was injured. The boy had to be treated.
Well, yes, sir, but the reason why I made the point the lady's bringing up, if he wanted to, all I'd have to do is just snap my fingers or whistle, he would have taken the heart right out of that kid's chest. But he didn't.
But, sir, what about the next time that you're not around? How many people will be injured if you're not around to call off your dog?
Okay, that's a good point. And that's why I'm on. I called up the DA in Kern County, and that's why I also called this guy that my friend knows. Because you can't disrespect these animals. They're going to get angry just like anybody else.
Understandable.
Okay.
I mean, I think you definitely need to look into your rights as a pet owner.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
If people are on your property, sticking their hands through your fence, obviously as an owner, you're taking responsibility.
Can I ask
having your animal fence.
Bethany, are you a dog owner? Are you a Rottweiler owner, a pit bull owner, one of those? I think there's a difference between being just a dog owner and somebody who owns these kinds of dogs.
No, I do not. I actually do not own a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I have owned a dog in the past, a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
But I do not fear Rottweilers personally.
If you ever get a Rottweiler, Bethany, you won't find a better animal, more loyal. You just don't want to mess with its head because you start putting stuff into its head about how stupid it is, and it'll brood on that.
All right, Bethany, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Austin Amarca, he's got in contention with a DA up in Kern County where his dogs, one a Rottweiler, the other a pit bull, bit two separate people. He says the animals were being mistreated by being laughed at by these neighborhood kids, by being called names. In one instance, his brother-in-law was playing fetch with a Rottweiler, which is not a fetch-type dog, and he said the dog was being mistreated because that's not what they do. So the dog bit that guy, too. He's got to get rid of the animals, but he thinks his rights are being violated as a dog owner. 1-800-449-8686. Man, dogs, something everybody knows one time or another in their life. 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. And coming up next hour, Harvey Wireman's Senior Chat. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With me is a gentleman by the name of Austin Amarca in Mojave, California. Now, you have a pit bull and a Rottweiler, both of whom you've been told you got to get rid of because they bit a couple of people. And the difference of opinion here, sir, I guess, is that the dogs bit the people with no provocation. You say they bit them with provocation.
Yes, sir. They were being mistreated.
All right, but let me ask you something. Were these animals on a leash? How is it that...
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Well, how is it that this dog, the pit bull, bit the kid?
Yeah.
How is it that it was able to bite that kid coming home from school?
Well, I have that dog tied to a tree on the south end of my property. So that animal is tied up to a tree, and Molly, the female, was in a fenced-in area where my brother-in-law was playing with her. So both times the animals were tethered up. Now the district attorney in Kern County has basically said I got to get rid of these. My brother-in-law told me I got to get rid of them because he owns the front house where I live. In so doing, he's liable to take income away from my family and I because we do derive income from the animals. And it's not something that people appreciate, but I have in the past made a fair amount of money with these dogs, and I'm talking about entering them in dog fights. And
oh man, that, you know, I'm telling you.
Well, whether or not you have you ever seen a dog fight, Mr. Hendrick, it's very interesting, and it's not unlike two prize fighters, and these animals are not injured at all. They're not.
Well, how does one dog beat another dog in a dog fight?
Well, it's just like in a human fight, in a prize fight, it's the one that is able to overcome the other as fast as possible, and when it does, then you get the dog out of there. But I can tell you, not only is it something that I've made a few dollars at, it'll get your adrenaline going sky high. And I think that...
But look, dog fighting's illegal.
Certain kinds of dog fighting is illegal, but...
Well, what kind of dog fighting is illegal, and is the dog fighting your dogs are illegal?
As far as I know, yeah.
What kind of dog fighting is illegal?
I guess the dog, if a dog gets killed, but in our dog fighting, it's just we make sure the animal, okay, now he's got him pinned down, okay, that's it.
So if one dog throws another dog down?
That's it, that's the end of the fight, yeah. And they'll do that in a variety of ways. Dogs can do it by gripping, what they call gripping. They can do it by certain dog-style wrestling moves. There's
what do you mean dog-style wrestling?
Well, I know it sounds crazy, but there's a certain kind of moves that dogs have that they can pin each other.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Hold on for just a second, Kevin. I want to get over here to Martha. Hi, Martha. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I'm a little nervous, but I want to tell this gentleman it's about time for him to take responsibility and thanks the Lord because nothing serious happened, but he can go to jail. He has to be aware of that.
Ma'am, I certainly don't want to go to jail, but have you ever been to a dog fight? They're very fascinating.
Well, they are, but we have to be responsible.
Well, you're right, but where do I go if my dogs have been disrespected and called names?
Well, he need to train his dog, period.
Well, that's a good point, but Martha, and I would ask you too, Austin, how do you train an animal not to get offended when it gets laughed at?
Well, that's what I would ask Martha. I've got two beautiful animals, Sugar and Molly. Sugar's my pit bull and Molly's my Rottweiler. But these kids come by last Thursday and started laughing and pointing at him.
Have you taken your dogs to a school already? Have they been
trained? Yeah, and I asked the man at the dog training school down here in Lancaster, California. I went down there with Molly, and I said, now she gets very upset if it's assumed that she wants to fetch a stick, and she gets angry that people think she's stupid. What can you do for that? And the guy just looked at me funny.
Well, then I will tell you need a good lawyer because you will have problems in the future. You have to take responsibilities now.
Do you own dogs, ma'am?
Yes, I do, and I do love them.
Well, how do you keep your dogs from getting angry when someone points at them?
I try my best to keep them away from other humans that may act funny.
I understand.
Next to them, because I know I will be the responsible no matter what.
That's true, ma'am.
All right, Martha, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1-800-449-8686. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I got a... You say you took your dogs and had them trained?
No, sir. I tried to get them over to this guy down in Lancaster who works with Rottweilers and Pit Bulls.
Did you raise those dogs from pups?
No, I bought them from a friend of mine about 2 years ago.
Oh, you bought them from a friend, and you're fighting them?
Yeah.
I own pit bulls. And I've raised them from a pup. My dog would never bite anybody unless it's commanded to bite somebody. And if you've got some dogs that have been biting kids and biting everybody and chasing people around because they throw a stick, they'd love to chase sticks
and
have fun.
Yes,
and
they do,
dog,
but they don't want to be called
dog,
stupid.
Your dogs are stupid. They're not as stupid as you are for keeping them dogs. You should have them put away.
Hey. You make
it pretty bad on people,
sir,
that have these type of dogs because you are fighting them. They are brought up mean, and you have no control over them.
I got total control, but nobody laughs at a pit bull.
You
know that.
You don't have any control over them dogs at all.
I wouldn't laugh at my pit bull any more than you would.
I got kids in the neighborhood that come over.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Austin and Mark and his pit bulls. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You fight your dogs if you want a lot of money?
I've won enough money. I mean, I got a new the last dog we fought. I got a new stud necklace for a stud dog collar for one of the dogs, and I was able to buy. My wife and I went down to the Chumash Casino down here and had a good weekend, and I was able to buy her a spa robe and this kind of thing. It's not it. Dogs don't get hurt. And that last guy I was talking to, he don't know what it is to actually own a fighting dog that can get, you know, offended when you, if you pardon my language, you know, P.O. it, piss it off, you know, if you laugh at it and stuff.
Well, that gentleman's still on the line. It's Kevin. I wanted to give him a fair shot here because we had to go to commercial break. Kevin, you still there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I can't believe that you are saying that I don't know what a dog fight is. There is no such thing as a good dog fight.
Wait. These dogs go into certain moves.
Dogs go, they, if you had a dog that is supposed to be the way it should be, especially a pit bull, I've got a pit bull, it knows when there's trouble coming, but it will not do anything unless I give it the command to do it.
Yeah, but
it will not attack anybody unless I give it the command to do it.
Well,
and if you're fighting them, you are some kind. That's what gives us pit bull owners the bad rep.
Oh, you,
know,
you guys are
like you.
A lot of you guys don't
people
fight your
like
dogs.
You.
You're upset because I got bragging rights in my
you're
town.
You're an idiot.
I got bragging
you're
rights.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot, huh?
I can't believe. Yes, you are an idiot.
I got bragging rights in my town.
Dogs, and then you sit there and wonder why they bite people.
Well,
you're such an idiot.
Sir,
I can't believe that.
The dog didn't bite nobody. He put his jaws around that boy's leg because the kid was laughing at him and making him feel small.
You just got through saying it would have ripped his heart out or his
yeah, that's right.
Out.
That's right. You
and
did.
I'm telling you right now, you're an idiot for having them dogs even out to where people can get into them. You ought to take them out and shoot them because you've ruined them.
You know, you must
that
hate animals.
Pisses me off.
I think
you ruined them.
I'd have sent a
fighting
DA to your house because you must hate animals the way you're talking about them. Shoot them. I would rather shoot my own mother than shoot these dogs. You take
my dog bit somebody. If my dog bit somebody without the proper command, I'd take her out and I'd put her away.
I want to ask this question, Mr. Remarka. I mean, the gentleman just said it. The dog would rip his heart out. At what point does a dog rip someone's heart out?
It's a Rottweiler. It's a pit bull, man. These dogs, you don't mess with them. You don't laugh at them. Treat them like they're stupid.
If you have a dog and you're laughing, I can't believe you. I've got kids running all over my neighborhood, and they laugh and they play and everything else. And that dog sits there and will not do a thing unless it is commanded to do it.
No, but
it would not attack anybody.
Are they laughing at the dog is what I'm saying.
So what?
Then the dog's feelings get hurt.
They throw sticks to the dog brings it back. It loves it.
So if your kids are bad, you take your kids out and shoot them? Because that's the craziest thing
oh,
I ever
you
saw.
Are. You know what?
No, man, I've been to all kinds of...
You are such an idiot.
I'm $1,200 up, and I got bragging rights...
Yeah, we
got
to dump him. He just said the S word. $1,200 up on dog fights.
Yes, sir, and I got bragging rights all over my hobby, and I think that...
Who do you have bragging rights with exactly, sir? The dog fight crowd?
No, not the dog. Everybody knows that who I am, and my pit bull and my Rottweiler, you don't touch them. And you sure don't laugh at them, and you don't look cross-eyed at them. Otherwise, they're sweet as hell.
Yeah, I'll bet, man. Here is Patrick on the Phil Henry Show. Patrick?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, I was calling because I was listening to the comments that this guy that's on the show was making. And I raised Rottweilers. I know a lot about Rottweilers.
Huh? Nothing. I'm telling my wife to shut the door because I can hear the kennel ring.
It sounds to me like this guy has purposely brought these traits out in these dogs.
What are you talking about purposely? I don't hurt their feelings.
Anytime you tether a dog, you disassimilate it from being around humans.
What?
Yes.
What kind of talk is that?
That's talk from a responsible dog owner.
Well, let me ask you, are you one of these people that takes your dog to a dog psychiatrist, that kind of deal?
No, I don't do that. I don't need to do that.
Disassimilate it?
Yeah, exactly.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means
you, it's not used to being around people because you keep it in a yard. Did you know that Rottweilers have a lung capacity problem? And that they're actually made to be, I mean, they're indoor dogs.
Sir,
because their lungs can't process the fluid and the moisture that's in the air. Did you know that?
Sir, with
since
all...
Since you claim on being so intelligent and know so much about this breed of dog.
Sir, with all due respect, you're the kind of guy that dresses your dog up in sweaters and puts sunglasses on him, okay? I don't do that with my animals.
Exactly, and in my opinion, the thing about the dog biting somebody, if you didn't have it properly fenced, you're an irresponsible dog owner, and it's a shame that they're going to have to put these dogs down because you didn't take care of them. Now, take your $1,200 and your studded collar and sleep with that, okay?
Well,
that's something you've got to live with because you're irresponsible.
I'm proud of the fact that I took my wife down to the Chumash Indian Casino.
Oh, boy, you're proud of the fact that you have a gambling problem.
How's that a gambling problem?
That's something to be proud of. You're proud of the fact you got to go to a casino because you mistreated your dogs and they hurt other dogs in a dogfight. Man, you know, you're living it up.
Sir,
I want to be you.
Wait a second. Now
I want to be you.
Yeah, you're assuming some things that isn't true. Number one, I don't have no gambling problem. Number two, well, just because I go to a casino...
Do you bet on these dog fights?
Yeah. Oh, how
do you bet on animals getting hurt?
They do not get hurt. They have certain dog moves.
Oh, dog moves. They're kung fu dogs. You have kung fu dogs.
No, sir, I didn't say that.
Man, you have a real problem. You really do. And this is really making me sick. I really have.
Sir, have you ever seen a dog fight? So the guy hung up because he can't answer that question.
Well, he hung up because I think he's upset with the fact that you fight your animals and that these animals get hurt in these dog fights. The ones that I've seen.
Have you ever seen a dog fight?
Yeah, I have. Unfortunately, I have. And they're vicious. And the only thing more sadistic and disgusting than the animals fighting each other are the kinds of jackasses that these things bring out. A crowd of the biggest pack of redneck morons that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I tell you what, this redneck moron, and I'm proud to be a redneck, they're not as bad as a cat fight. Have you ever seen a cat fight?
What do you mean, have I ever seen a cat fight? Like in an alley?
Yeah.
Well, guys aren't doing that.
They're not. Have you ever seen a cock fight? They put razor blades on them. And cat fights, man, they claw each other's faces.
Wait a second, man. A cat fights in a garbage can in an alley someplace.
Yeah, so what?
No human being set that up, man. Those are the cats just picking on each other.
What difference does it make?
One, the dogs that are leashed and put in a yard will never get together with each other to fight. Number two, cats fight. That's what they do.
You don't make no sense.
I don't make any sense. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Bob?
Hello, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I wanted to comment on a couple of the things the dog owner had said earlier in the show, mainly that about the stick. You said that you did not own these dogs originally. You did not raise them from pups.
No, I bought them off a friend of mine about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you've also said that these dogs, they know when they're being disrespected and they know when they're being mistreated or mistreated.
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering about the stick. How do you know these dogs weren't mistreated in the past? I mean, the dogs know you. I mean, you've been raising them for quite a while, it seems.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, the guy I bought these from... who I don't want to mention his name because he's pretty fairly prominent. He owns a couple of speed shops in Mojave. He bought them off of this French gentleman who brought them over here from over there.
So these dogs have had a long past with many owners.
No, just this French guy who apparently was a millionaire or some kind of a situation where he had a large estate.
Yeah, but
were they like guard dogs for this guy?
They might have been guard dogs. Yeah.
These dogs don't know your brother-in-law. He picks up a stick. They see this stick raised and about to be thrown. They think they're about to get beaten. So what do they
do?
They attack.
Molly didn't bite him with the first. He tossed the stick a couple times, and she went and got it. Then about the fourth time, she just looked at him like, "Do you think I'm a complete idiot? All I was born to do is fetch a stick." That's when she went at him.
So she saw.
I've never seen a dog attack because somebody is throwing a stick at them. And that just seems. Unbelievable.
It wasn't because of that. It was because she felt she was being, like her intelligence wasn't being respected.
Another comment you made, when the dogs attacked the child.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned that the dog had clamped down on the leg. You know, you said that if you need, all you needed to do was whistle or snap your fingers and this dog would attack. You know,
yes,
that
would have taken the kid's still beating heart out of his chest, yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. this, you know, you say things like that, you learn, I mean, you have trained that dog to attack, haven't you? Because obviously this dog knows commands to kill a person. You know,
well, no, it's in the nature of a Rottweiler to want to take the heart right out of a man's chest.
Yeah, but does your dog pee on the carpet?
Only if I command it to.
Yeah, so you have trained the dog not to pee on the carpet.
I've trained the dog to... I'll tell you, if you want to know, I've trained that animal to urinate on carpeting if it's somebody's house I don't like, if it's someone's house I don't like.
But you have trained...
What?
You have trained away its natural instinct.
You've trained it to urinate on carpeting of somebody's house you don't like?
Yes, sir.
You've trained away this dog's natural instinct, so...
Well, how do you know its natural instinct?
It's trainable, so you can train it to command to kill and whatnot, you know?
Well, I didn't train him to kill.
Training a dog to attack is irresponsible.
I don't train him. The Rottweiler just knows that when a kid's laughing at him, the kid's basically saying, you're nothing but a garbage hound. And that dog has won me $1,200. I think the dog is a...
You know, dogs can learn. Dogs are very smart animals. I
agree. Yes, sir, absolutely.
A Labrador Retriever working as a CNI dog and a bloodhound, you know, sniffing out drugs are prime examples. And
right.
Rottweilers are very important, very smart animals.
Yes.
I've known quite a few.
Well, then you know. Then you see my point.
But a dog, it does not know when people are insulting it.
You hear all these dogs in the background.
A dog does not know when people are insulting it. It only knows by word association. If you have trained this dog...
This dog knows...
You know, if you have said these words, trash hound, so many times, you know, if some kid comes up and it knows that
yeah.
this is a negative remark and that it's in trouble...
No, the kid's pointing and laughing. The dog knows when he's being pointed at. Listen to all these dogs I got out here. These are all friends of mine's pit bulls. I got two Rottweilers, got a couple of Weimaraners, some bird dogs out there. And they're all howling right now, and they want to get at one guy, me. They want to get to my throat. Because I went out there just moments ago, and I said, you're all nothing but a bunch of garbage sow mutts. They're pissed.
Those dogs I'm hearing right now?
Yes, sir.
They all want your throat.
Yeah, look at them all. Hey, screw all of you.
It's amazing sir. That you're allowed to keep your animals, sir.
Why? All you guys suck. See, they're pissed at me.
Because
you know...
All right.
It's amazing. You talk about how these fighting these animals is just, you know, great, but it's still a crime. You know, it's just not as bad of a crime if you don't have the dogs kill each other.
Why don't you go put a sweater on your butt?
Look at Kevin,
right?
Bob, you've been...
Nothing, sir.
Bob, thank you very much for your call.
Have a good evening.
You too. What's with those dogs, seriously?
I told them... Uh-oh. Molly's not on her chain. Hold on. Oh, my throat!
What happened? What happened? Molly got off her chain? Uh-oh. I think there's a throat that's missing from a neck out there in Mojave right now.